You may be seated. I'd like to invite the children forward for a children's message. Good morning, Conrad. Good morning, Brantley. Good morning, Nora. Good morning, Sawyer. You gonna sit on this side? Well, as you might have noticed, and I'm actually wearing the wrong stole today because it's not ordinary time quite yet. I know, right? But that's okay because I want to talk about how we're getting ready to enter summer. I know school isn't out quite yet, but Memorial Day weekend is kind of the unofficial beginning of summer. And this summer, we're going to have a prayer wall on the bulletin board at the end of the ramp. And this is for anybody to participate in, but you'll notice that there's a bucket with several colors of fabric in strips. And each color means something. And you can take a strip in the color you want to pray and tie it on there, and that represents one of your prayers. So for example, I'm gonna pray this week for Conrad to have courage as he takes his EOGs. So I might tie an orange fabric on the board. I am praying for our brother John for healing, so I might put a blue fabric on the board for John. Over here, we've got some other colors. Friday was Isabel's birthday. She's a teenager now, and so I put a yellow fabric on the board to thank God for Isabel's birth. I put a white fabric over there to pray for peace in the world because there's a lot happening in the world that's really sad right now. And so whatever your prayer is, you can grab one of these pieces of fabric. This is going to be hanging on the wall so you know what each color means. But it's just something for our eyes to see that prayer doesn't always have to be with words. Prayer can be with words, but we can sing our prayers. Maybe our prayers are silent. When we sing, we just sang the Kyrie. That whole song is a prayer. We're asking God to have mercy in our relationships, in our work, and our play. Sometimes, I bet you when Judy plays the piano silently, she's praying with her fingers, and the notes come out of the piano. Maybe when Trevor cries, maybe that's Trevor's prayer, even though it doesn't have words. Maybe those cries are his prayer. Maybe sometimes when we laugh, laughter can be a prayer. And so hopefully this summer, as our prayer wall grows and grows, we'll think about how we can pray in all kinds of different ways, but we pray for each other and sometimes for ourselves and for the world. So maybe when Jane takes you to children's church, you can all pick a piece of fabric and pray on your way to children's church. How would that be? That'd be good? Okay, let's pray. Good morning, God. Thank you that you always hear our prayers. Be with us this summer and in the next few weeks until school ends. We love you, God. Amen. Thank you for coming up. You can take those to the prayer wall. And Jane has children's church today.